Welcome to Her Comeback, Transforming Your Life After 50. I'm your host, Michelle Thompson. If you've ever whispered to yourself, there has to be more than this, you are in the right place. This show is for women over 50 who have hit their breaking point and are finally ready to stop going at it alone. You've tried the self-help books, the vision boards, the positive thinking, but you're still stuck. And here's what I know. You're not broken. You just need the right support, and that's exactly what you're going to find here. Each week, I'll sit down with incredible women who have transformed their lives. You'll hear their real stories, the messy middle, the breakthrough moments, the practical steps that they took to create the lives that they love, because your lowest moment, it can be your launching pad. So if you're done settling and ready for your comeback, stay with me. Let's discover how other women have made it happen and how you can too. Are you ready? This is Her Comeback. Good day, everybody. I am so excited to be with you. And I have my special guest today, Tracy Bush Pate, from here in Naples, Florida. Welcome, Tracy, to the show.
Oh, thank you. I'm so happy to be here.
Oh, great. Thank you so much. Well, can you tell our audience, tell our listeners a little bit about yourself?
My name is Tracy Bush Pate. I'm the mother of, I've got four grown daughters now. They're all getting married all of a sudden. By February, they'll all four be married. And I'm a professional woman. I'm associate publisher for the American Chiropractor Magazine, as well as a realtor. And I'm a podcast host for the Being Tracy podcast.
Oh, wow.
You can find on YouTube.
Yes, yes. Well, you really have a lot of different hats you wear.
Yes, I do.
Yes. Yeah. Where did you grow up? Did you grow up in Florida? Tell us a little bit about your history.
I'm an Indiana girl. I came straight down from Indiana after college. I grew up in a small town in Indiana and went to college at Indiana University in Bloomington. Yeah. And after getting a degree in elementary education and a minor in English and another minor in radio and TV, I ended up moving down to Florida, met my ex. Now, just I call him the father of my kids because he's my ex-husband, but I figure that's more positive, the father of my kids. And I met him working at his restaurant because that was my dream after college, was waitressing tables because I thought it looked like so much fun. So anyway, that's how I met him. And we got married 9 months after we met and had four kids in 6 years. And had a 17-year marriage, 19 years on paper. And then by that time, we'd moved to the Republic of Panama, and we got divorced there. But that's where my parents lived at the time, and I'm the oldest of six kids. The three youngest live there.
Still, oh, wow. Yeah. How exciting. Living in another country. Anything about Panama that kind of sticks with you or something you took away from that experience?
Well, we decided to take the kids there because it was an international way of life. We wanted the kids to get a second language. And so when my husband came home and said, you know, that he wanted to move, I was like, well, it seems like a no-brainer. We have family in Panama already. So we ended up taking the kids there, and I loved it. I did love life there. But it became obvious to me after a few years there that I wasn't going to find the man of my dreams or the man that was going to take me seriously enough to marry as a gringa in Panama. So I ended up coming back after 10 years there.
Okay. All right. Wow. Well, and as I understand it from hearing a little bit of your story before, you've had quite a few moves, and like even in your 50s, it seems like that you've moved to a few different places.
Well, when I came back from Panama, I was like, well, I've been to Naples, so I don't want to go back to Naples again. So I went to the other side of Florida. Mm-hmm. And so my father of my kids came back and met his wife, now wife, at our church. And I went to 5 years in South Beach, 2 years in Coral Gables, where I got my driver's license before I moved to Coral Gables. So that's when I felt like I grew up, because I got a car when I lived and moved there. And when I lived in South Beach, I just rode a bicycle around with two baskets and, you know, worked out of my home for the American Chiropractor Magazine. And so then when I moved to Coral Gables, I started doing the real estate. And after 2 years there, I moved to Boca East, which is I lived in Meisner Park, which is just beautiful. And then I moved to Boca West for about 5 months. And then I moved to Palm Beach, and I was only there a couple months, and then decided, what am I doing over here? It's a lot like Naples. going back to my kids. So that's what happened.
Oh, now, what was key for you as you moved to these different towns, like kind of creating a new life as you moved to these different places? What would you say was key?
What you mean that why did I want to keep moving?
Well, just kind of like every time you move somewhere, you have to, like, there's new friends, you create a new life in that space, in that town. How was your experience in doing that, creating a new space for yourself?
My father always said change is growth, and I really believe that change is growth. And I now that I'm back in Naples again where I started, I'm grateful that I had that time, that I had that time to travel around and see different parts of Florida and know exactly why I want to be back here in Naples. And I really enjoyed every moment that I spent in Panama and in all over Florida. I'm an adventurer. It was an adventurous trip, but and I'm grateful for all the friendships that I made and I still have, but I'm really happy to be back where I came from.
Awesome. Now it's so exciting. Your podcast that you do, the Being Tracy Show. Tell us some more about that. What do you want listeners to take away from your show?
Well, what drove me really is that I want people to understand that they need to have a calling to inspire themselves, to believe in themselves again, and that we've all got a story. We've all been through trials and tribulations that make us the wonderful pieces that we are today. And so I love to hear people go through their stories and pick out the little nuggets of wisdom that we can all gain from those stories to become better individuals ourselves.
Awesome. What challenges or adversities have you faced in your life that's kind of shaped the woman that you are today?
Well, very young, at the age of 20, I had a car accident where I was driving to a. I worked for the National Cheerleaders Association. I don't know if you ever worked was a cheer. You were ever a cheerleader,
I
but.
was not.
Big association, National Cheerleaders. My mom used to work for them when she was young, and she worked for a man named Herky, which there's a Herky jump, the Herkimer, and Lawrence Herkimer was her boss. And I worked for that camp, and I was driving to one of the camps in Tennessee because they were all over different states. And my car overturned 3 times and threw me back into the road 75 feet.
Oh, wow.
I don't remember. I don't remember that, but I was airlifted to the hospital and I
Oh
was
my
in a coma
goodness.
for 5 days. And when I woke up, I couldn't move the right side of my body and I didn't know who my parents were.
Oh my
So
goodness.
I had a time there where I had to regain my strength back, regain my mentality back. And the way that I did that was my father was a chiropractor. He's passed in 2023, but he founded the most famous the American Chiropractor magazine, which we mail to 40,000 chiropractors each issue, 13 issues a year now. But through that teaching, he knew what I needed was to get back to doing what I'd always done, which is I was an athlete. I was a swimmer. So he threw me back into the pool, but I couldn't use the right side of my body. So that was like a little bit, he had the first time after me. But soon enough, the muscle re mentality came back. The remembrance of what my body used to do came back, and I was swimming laps. And that's how when my parents did a word association test with me, and they said life, and I said school. I wanted to go back to school, Indiana University. So I got back to school a week late, which had living in a place that they called the Virgin Vault in the top floor of Forest Dorm because they'd already given my room away. But so that just started me back again, and that was a little bit of a challenge. But other than that, in Florida, I did run across some challenges when I lived on my own over there on the other side of Florida, and those were what I guess strive gave me the a desire to keep moving forward and not look backward.
At any point, did you ever feel like you were just stuck or you didn't know what to do
I
or I
sure
just want to
did.
quit?
I sure
Oh, did
did.
you?
Yeah, I
Oh,
sure
wow.
did. Yeah. And so that's another cause for my story, for my podcast, is for people not to know that they have a place where they can feel seen and heard and not judged, because I went through that in my travels. And it's very scary and hard to be out there alone. And when you have a wonderful family like I do here in Naples, I was like, what am I still doing over here by myself? You know, and for people that don't have family, I would say reach out to your friend family, because most of us have a friend family. If you've been a good friend, you have friends. So that's kind of the people that I try to associate myself with during that difficult time, to keep myself moving forward and remembering, because they would kept speaking life into me, remembering what I had to offer.
Oh, that's so awesome. That's right. And is there any particular thing that comes to mind as far as these different mindset shifts of how you were able to turn adversity into something good? Was there any particular thing that helped you through that?
I think it's important for people to remember that. I think when I realized that the adversity wasn't happening to me, it was happening for me. And I think it was really important for me to keep asking myself, what is this? Why is this happening to me? Why does this keep happening? What am I supposed to be learning from this? You know, what are you trying to teach me? And then finally, at the end, I was just like, okay, God, I get it. You know, when these bad things kept happening to me when I lived in Miami, like about five or six really bad things happened in the course of about 6 months. My sister said, Tracy, anybody that those things would have happened to would have just crumbled. But she was a really impressed that I kept going, you know? And I tell this story on my podcast called the Being Tracy Show podcast. It's called Why Did You Leave Miami? And so that is, you know, what the idea is, not to get stuck in the pain, but to move from it.
Yeah, I love that. That's awesome. I've heard it said that pain can be the touch point of growth, and I can identify with that in my own life.
I'm sure everybody has a story, right? That's the idea here. Everybody has a story. My show is called Being Tracy, but I can say what it's like to be Tracy. I can't say what it's like to be you, Michelle. And that's why you were such a good, great guest on my show.
Oh, thank you. Oh, it was an honor being on your show. Thank you.
Put that down in the bio. Put that show down in the bio so everybody can see it. You did great.
Absolutely. I will definitely put that link there too. As we reach out to women, we talk to women our age every day. What is one message that you hope that our friends and family hear?
Well, I want everyone to know that we all have a story, and your story, you're not broken. You have, the world needs you. The world needs you and your story, and your story can help somebody else. I also believe in not keeping things quiet, which is, you know, sharing what you've gone through and sharing the pain that you've gone through, but also not wallowing in it. You know, I think it's really important for people to remember, okay, my sister would say to me, she'd say, it's okay, Tracy, cry, just cry, feel the pain, feel the pain. And I was like, I don't want to feel the pain. But I have heard that said a number of times. I mean, it's important for you to take that time to yourself, feel the pain that you're going through at that moment, and then use that pain to boost you into something better. And sometimes we have to pray, and we have to go inside ourselves and to hear what it is we're supposed to do. Like in my situation, I finally had to come to the realization that I wasn't meant to be in Miami. I thought I was. I thought, boy, I'd be so great in Miami. But when these things kept happening to push me out of Miami, I finally said, okay, God, I give up. What do you want from me? Where should I go now? And then all the building blocks started falling into place for me to move to Boca. And it just happened in an instant. And when I became open to that idea, and then it just became easy. And as soon as I moved, it was just wonderful. My life started really opening up again. And so I'm glad I've gone through all those different phases in my life.
Isn't it incredible as you were describing that? Like when we're holding on to something, like you're saying, I need to be in Miami. And I've had things in my life where I've just held on to them. This is where I'm supposed to be. And we take ourselves through so much pain. But then when we let go and we become open to hear another way, another path, how things just kind of can fall into place, just like
Sometimes
you were
you can be
talking
so
about.
rigid and think, oh no, I'm supposed to do this. I'd be so great in Miami. But then I thought, you know what? I was in Miami Beach for 5 years, Coral Gables for two. And then the grand finale was that all these things just started happening to me to push me onto something better. And so that's
That's
how.
right. That's awesome. I love that. I love it. Anything that you would say if you could speak on the world stage, if we were going to send your message to the world, is there anything different that you would say that you haven't already said? What do you think that message is?
Well, I want everybody to know that they are enough, that people deserve to be seen and heard. And I want everyone to feel like that their story is important and that we want to hear their story. And so I'm writing a book. I'm in the process of producing a book, my first book. And
Wonderful. That's great.
I'm getting on the speaking stages too. So it's going to be a much larger stage for me here coming forward. But so
Good for you.
really
That's
exciting.
wonderful. Yeah. So you're still growing and transforming and creating that
Exactly.
life that you want. You know, that's amazing. I love it. What do you do for fun?
For fun, I love to. Well, when I'm invited on the boat, I love to go out in
Yeah.
the boat. And I
Yes.
love to
Oh, I love that.
travel. I love to travel, and I love to just go out and walk by myself a lot of times. I just go out and walk, and I don't even like to listen to music. I like to walk along the beach and listen to the waves and just, meditate and talk to God and find out what my next step should be. That's kind of what I love to do.
We're so blessed that we're both in Southwest Florida and it's just
I
a
know.
paradise here. I love it.
It is. Yes.
Well, what's the best way that our listeners can get in touch with you? How can they reach out to you?
Okay, I have an email. It's info at thebeingtracyshow.com. That's BEINGTRACY show.com. And then I also have a podcast that I just mentioned on YouTube, which is The Being Tracy Show podcast, BEINGTRACY. And that is up there, and it has all of my contact information in it as well. And I also have a pretty big page on Facebook, which is called B. What do you think? It's called Being Tracy.
That's it.
Those are all great ways to get a hold of me.
I thank you so much for being with me today, Tracy. You're an amazing woman and just a real inspiration to others out there that you can recreate your life and make the life that you want at any time. And you have provided a great example of that. So thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's so nice to talk with you further, too. You're wonderful,
Yes.
too.
Oh, thank you so much. All right. Well, until next time, check out the Being Tracy show out there on her YouTube channel. Thanks, everyone.
Bye-bye, guys.
Thank you so much for spending time with me today. I am truly grateful that you chose to listen in, and I hope that this conversation sparked something meaningful for you. Please take a moment to subscribe, leave a review. It helps other women to find us who need to hear these stories too. And if you know someone who is ready for their own comeback, share this episode with them. I'd love to connect with you beyond the podcast. Visit me at hercomebackpodcast.com. That's hercomebackpodcast.com to learn more about how we can work together. I have a gift for you. Get your free copy today of 5 Powerful Shifts to Reclaim Your Life. Remember, your comeback story is waiting to be written. The question isn't, can I transform my life? The question is, are you ready? Let's go.